When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Joining us now is former Kansas governor, U.S. senator, and former ambassador-at-large for international religious freedom, Sam Brownback. His new book, China's War on Faith, takes a hard look at what he describes as the Chinese Communist Party's campaign against religious freedom and the broader implications for the world. Ambassador Brownback spent years on the front lines of religious liberty battles, from confronting persecution overseas to advocating for the First Amendment protections here at home. He joins us now to discuss China, faith, freedom, and, of course, why he believes these issues matter to everyday Americans. Governor, thank you for joining us. Governor, old habits die hard, Sam. I'm sorry.
John, gosh, it's good to hear your voice. I hope you're doing well.
Yes.
I haven't talked to you in a long time.
It has been a while. I guess it was a little over a year ago you came to Wichita for that fundraiser that we did. Thank you, by the way. How have you been?
Happy to do it. I've been well. Thank you. Got 11 grandchildren now. going right at the Chinese Communist Party. Because of the work I've been doing and just... really enjoying the time and the focus and the freedom that comes from not being in a position but being able to still address some of the key topics of the day.
You know, it's interesting. I read, tell me if I'm right or if this is wrong, but you've been banned from entering China. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
I came in.
You're popular.
I consider it one of the great honors I've had in my life. I was in the front group of five that they banned. We banned a Politburo member from China that I was pushing hard to get banned, that was running the Uyghur concentration camps and had put down the Tibetan Buddhists. And I thought it was the first time we'd ever put a Politburo member and banned them from coming to the U.S. And they don't regularly come here, but they send family members here and they send them to school and they buy property here. And, and we were banning all that for them and their family members. And I thought it was a real key symbolic move. And then in return, they banned Marco Rubio and myself, and Ted Cruz and a couple of others that had been real China hawks, still real China hawks. And like I say, I consider one of the great honors I've had in my life. You're known by your friends and by your enemies.
Yes. Yeah. Winston Churchill, that was a famous quote of his, that if you have enemies, good, that means you're doing something right. So, and I'm sure Mary is just devastated that she hasn't been able to go visit China. So,
well, we do have an adopted daughter from China.
I know,
and
that's
I told her not to expect any presents. from the Chinese, and it's going to be a limitation on her being able to travel, but that's the way it goes. And as long as this regime is in power, which my hope is that it's not going to be all that much longer.
Yeah, the president just returned from China. From what you're seeing and from the news reports and maybe from your own personal knowledge, Do you think it was a successful trip, or do you think it was mostly just a dog and pony show?
I think it was a little bit of both, and I think overall both of them got what they wanted and needed. They needed to show the world they could talk. They needed to reduce the temperature overall around the world. And right now, China's got us, in a tough spot for us. They've cornered this rare earth minerals market, which we've got to work around now, and that's going to take some time to do, but we can do it, and we are doing it. And then we've got price of oil and gasoline going up with the Persian Gulf, and that hits the midterm election cycle. And so we want that to go down. And as soon as that strangle on the Strait of Hormuz eases up, gas prices are going to drop rapidly. But that's a key thing for us because the midterm election cycles, and of course, the Chinese Communist Party never faces the public, so they don't have to worry about any of that. And so I think really the objectives were met in it. It's just over the longer term basis, and by that I mean the next 2 to 20 years, we are going to be in a confrontation with the CCP. They want to take us out. They want to take us down. They want to run the world by atheistic principles. And their primary initial target, religious people, because that's who will stand up to a government. And that's what I'm pointing out in the book. This is their primary target, and it's also probably our primary weapon against them.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient. Now in a pill. And now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Talking with former ambassador and former governor Sam Brownback, you've argued that China isn't just targeting Christians, though. It's waging a broader campaign against religion itself, correct?
Yes, and that's the way it is. Communism is officially atheistic, of course, and it cannot stand or tolerate a power higher than the government. The government has to be the top power, and anybody that has an allegiance to a power different or higher than a government is an enemy of the state. And they've got now surveillance technologies that are so advanced, they can find that needle in a haystack, that one person out of 100,000 that would help organize people, push back, and they go at them. And often in countries like China, and specifically in China, the religious groups are the only civil society group left organized or organizable in a nation that's been in such a vast police state for so long. So they become really a public enemy number one to the state.
Do you think, Sam, that Americans have become, I don't know, for lack of a better term, complacent about our religious liberties? Do you think that we've begun almost to a point where we take things for granted here?
Oh, absolutely. And then you saw what happened when that happened, as religious associated groups, those associated with traditional values, started getting debanked, mm-hmm. deplatformed, de-insuranced, crisis pregnancy centers. Some of them couldn't get insurance. And that was the effort by a broader society saying, look, we just don't agree with your values, and we're going to make it hard on you to operate here. We're going to try to suffocate you. Well, President Trump comes in, pushes back against that, highlights it. People didn't think it was going on. They saw it. They said, well, okay, I guess it is going on. I got debanked. The National Committee for Religious Freedom that I helped start got debanked by Chase.
That's right, Bank. Yeah.
And, you know, you're going, and I'm going, why? What did we do? And they wouldn't tell us at first, and then they gave us five different reasons, none of which made sense. But when I went public with that, I had 15 other groups, mostly conservative, Christian-associated groups, say, hey, yeah, that had happened to them. But everybody just went away quietly, found another bank, and didn't want to make a stink of it because they thought it would hurt their organization. Well, that's how those things then get tighter, the grip on you, if people don't yell about it. This is wrong. This is a free society. You're free to practice whatever faith in public or in private. And you got to stand up and keep fighting and pushing for that right.
Yeah. I mean, the First Amendment not only protects the right to believe something, but it protects your right to frankly complain about it. And if you don't exercise it, then it grows weaker.
And then the societal pressures is what build up on you. People say, you know, we really just don't like those nettlesome people that right. have these moral callings that are associated with natural law. And it just doesn't fit the modern society. We don't like them. And we kind of would wish they'd just shut up. And then they, you know, that starts eating into, well, why don't we crowd them off the internet and deplatform them until Elon Musk bought Twitter. That was happening pretty extensively there.
Oh, without a doubt.
These things just they do happen unless you push back publicly and aggressively. It just continues to eat into that fabric of the society. And you got to recognize, you know, people of religious values that are seeking a higher calling and are not, they're not perfect themselves by any means, but they're seeking a more perfected way. They've always been a bother to a society or a dominant culture that's going, you know, you guys just really bug me. You can look at what happened to Jeremiah in the Bible or Isaiah. I mean, they get put in jail or thrown down a cistern because the king didn't like them. Well, that continues to happen today, but that makes us a better world when we have people calling us to a higher way, a higher nature, a more perfected way of living.
This kind of leads a little into something we've been talking about a little bit tonight, my monologue, and we've had a couple of messages and on this, and that is, you know, Ronald Reagan's 11th commandment, thou shalt not speak ill of any fellow Republican. You've been the victim of this. You've been criticized by, obviously, the media, Democrats, Republicans. When Ronald Reagan brought this up, it was 1966. It's been, you know, times have changed. I'm curious, do you think the, you know, Republican Party of today should still adhere to the Reagan rule, or do you think the 11th commandment maybe has outlived its time?
I think one shouldn't talk bad about another person's personality or nature.
Oh, sure, yes.
But I think that being critical in a primary of a policy choice is fair game to me, because that's what you're laying out there and saying, look, they are for tax increases in this area. I'm for tax cuts. This is educating the public on it. They are pro-choice. I am pro-life. I think they're a fine person. I think they're a good individual, but we are different on this, and you should know that. And that should be part of your decision-making in this process. So to me, the 11th commandment speaks, you don't call somebody a name, you don't, you know, talk about a personal trait or something like that. You talk about policy issues that are differentiating between you and the other person. And to me, that's fair information that the public should have. And if you don't tell the public, nobody else is going to tell the public, and they're going to make an uninformed decision.
I think that's a great way of articulating it. And I know I'm running long, and I don't want to take too much more of your time on a Sunday evening. And I will preface this by saying I doubt you will answer this question, because you are in a similar position that I am, because so many of these people are our friends. In your case, they're former colleagues, one of whom is your former lieutenant governor. But I do have to ask you, do you have a favorite in the governor's race?
Yes, it's the Republican that wins the primary. We have got to get this office back. And if we do, I mean, look at what we can do and need to do on taxes, yes, on school choice in this state, on the school funding formula. We've got some big issues that I tried to tackle. We got some progress made, but we didn't get far enough, and we're getting left behind as a state. We've got to start getting some of these things done, and we can, and we've got to. That's my chicken answer. But
no,
what we got to do.
I figured that would be your answer. You know, it was ironic. I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, because it's been almost 10 years since I left the legislature. And I was talking to a friend of mine. It's hard to believe it's been that long. But I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and you will appreciate this, because I was talking to a friend and I said, you know what? If we had done what Sam wanted to do, in 2 years, Kansas would be a zero income state, because you had the glide path to zero income taxes. If we had done this back in 2018, 2 years from now, Kansas would be a zero income state, because that was your plan. 10 years of glide path to zero.
It was, and we had made the tough cuts
in
state government, and we had fixed the pension system and put it into a defined contribution system that you had to do, and subsequently it's doing great at this point in time. And now that we moved off of it, we didn't continue it. You've got a dozen states out there trying to get to zero income taxes because they know that's the sweet spot to growth. That's how you grow. That's what you got to do to grow. And I get sick about it when I talk to Grover Norquist of the Americans for Tax Reform, because you got all these states moving that way. And it's going, we were there. We were first. We had a plan. We could have done it. Couldn't pull her off.
I know.
Couldn't finish the job.
Think of that. Think where we'd be 2 years from now if we'd be at zero income taxes. But, you know, it is what it is. Yep. Sam, again, Governor, Ambassador, the title of the book is China's War on Faith. If folks want to get a copy, I'm assuming they can find it at Amazon. Is there a better place they can go?
No, that's the best place right now is go there. But I really do want to encourage people to get it, because this is the key for us confronting the Chinese Communist Party. It's religion. It's their glass jaw. People have this inherent nature within them that they're looking for the eternal, for something beyond themselves. And the Chinese Communist Party denies it to them. And yet they're there. And there's maybe over 100 million Christians in China today. It's been one of the fastest growing Christian populations on the planet. We need to stand up for our brothers and sisters in Christ that are being persecuted in higher numbers now than any time, probably since Mao, and probably similar percentages. They're really going after them now.
Well,
we need to stand up, fight for them.
In Nigeria, too, I know you've been working closely with activists fighting Christian persecution in Nigeria, too.
It is, and they're just getting slaughtered, and they're beautiful people of faith. Frankly and thankfully, President Trump's really doing something on Nigeria, and he's there on China. It's just we're in a squeeze right now, and I think he's going to have to be tactical here for a little bit. But he knows the score, and he knows the problem we've got. And I just think we've really got to confront the CCP. These guys are tougher than the Soviets ever were. They're bigger. They figured the economic issues out. They're technologically far more sophisticated. This is the toughest hombre we've faced in the Chinese Communist Party, and we've got to start going after them.
Well, Ambassador, we appreciate, again, you joining us. The book is called China's War on Faith. And again, it's a pleasure to have you on the show again. I know you've got an appearance coming up here at the Wichita Pachyderm Club at some point here in the future. And we're sure looking forward to having you come back to Wichita. And we'd look forward to seeing you again, my friend. Please give my best to Mary, if you would.
I will. Thanks, John. God bless you and all your listeners. I love Wichita. I love the community. Great place. I look forward to getting back down there again soon.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.